Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me. Old Cock Johnson's missing, though. What's going on?
I don't know, man. Where is he?
You know what? He has an excuse. He's diving.
Ah.
He's down in West Palm Beach.
Good excuse.
Him and Mermaid Kristen went and dove Blue Heron Bridge down there in West Palm Beach today. So we have them connected along with Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut via the web. And Kristen, first off, where are you guys exactly right now? Because you don't look like you're at Blue Heron Bridge from what I see on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook Live. Yeah,
we're at the resort. So my parents have been here for 2 weeks.
Palm Beach Shores.
And we're at Palm Beach Shores. My parents have been here for 2 weeks, and I decided I was going to crash their vacation, which is why I stopped at your place first, did the studio session, and then decided to continue on the way.
Yes.
Got my gear, you know.
Skip all that.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, we're at my parents' resort right now.
Okay. Well, fair enough. So she, took off on a Florida road trip, stopped off at the studios last Saturday, and did some diving down there today, Blue Heron Bridge. Now, the weather's been kind of, it's been pretty much spectacular. It's been a little windy during the week. But today, it looks like it might have cooperated with you guys. So, did you get your dive in before the show today or what, CJ? What happened?
Yes.
And?
It was awesome. Yeah, we got our dive in. It was pretty cool. We saw spotted eagle ray.
We saw a spotted eel.
What?
Big, nice. giant eel.
An eel
big
outside eel. Of this little cave. I've never seen one swimming outside of his little cave. And he was swimming back to go back into his home. And
yeah.
It was literally the minute we went down. I was like, CJ, look.
No, let me get this straight. You guys. Yeah, but you saw a spotted eagle ray cruising over Blue Heron Bridge? Really?
No, it was the spotted eagle ray was down there. It looked like it was eating something.
It was just
something.
Cruising right there, man.
Really?
It was a big one, too. Yeah.
Wow.
You saw it before I did.
I'm betting he was under the bridge, though, Greg.
He was under the bridge?
Yeah, you said he went over the bridge.
Right.
CJ was having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we didn't go under the bridge.
Well, okay. I had a very slight leak, but it was manageable. So
what in one of your second stage regs or something? Is that what happened?
Yeah, in the reg. Yeah,
in his wetsuit.
But
Oh boy.
That's later. I think we're doing Mexican.
Actually, the water temperature was very nice. You know, they said it was on my computer. Read it was my new Shearwater Terry. Said it was 77.
Okay.
And it didn't feel like that, honestly. It felt like it was much warmer than I had anticipated.
I like it. Wow. That's pretty. What is Cock Johnson doing right now?
He's frozen.
He is.
He's imitating.
I'm doing the Greg the Dive Master.
That's right. Oh. And then it automatically gives a thumbs up on the Facebook Live.
Yeah,
well, how did that happen?
It's showing a little thumbs up every time we do it.
How about look at that? It's like AI has overtaken their video feed. All right, but I don't know. So, I don't know if Cock Johnson and Mermaid Kristen have ever been dive buddies before. We've been on dives.
We've dove a bunch before.
Yeah, but not as a buddy team. So now here's your opportunity, Kristen. Rate CJ as your dive buddy. How was he? What would you give him?
He was a good dive buddy.
Two fins up.
Putting her on the spot.
Oh, yeah. He's a great dive buddy.
Okay. Well,
he carried the giant inflatable dive flag.
He handled the sausage.
No, it wasn't a sausage.
Oh, it wasn't a safety sausage.
You didn't give him that luxury.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Actually, that's right. They borrowed my dive flag.
You got the three. Yeah.
The 3D the big, buoy. The we gave him a 3D buoy because you got to bring your own dive flag if you're gonna, basically, there's a park there by the bridge, Blue Heron Bridge. It's A1A and Blue Heron Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Very popular dive site. Very easy. Only like 20 feet deep, right, CJ? It was pretty shallow.
So our max depth at Slack Tide today was about only like 12 to 15.
Yeah. Okay. Probably depends.
We didn't get to the really, really deep parts. Shallow. Yeah, it was very shallow. We didn't get to the super deep parts just because of we were watching it.
What would you say the best?
Yeah, what was
the visibility was okay. So it had stormed recently a couple days. It was okay. So we would see dark masses in the ahead of us, and we're like, let's go see if that's a coral head.
Right. and then you're like, oh my god, it's a great white. Okay. No, yeah. It was one of those.
So it was good. It was the only thing that I found difficult was that if I wish the visibility was a little bit better, because since neither of us have been diving there before, it was hard to kind of navigate to figure out where we were.
I tell you what, the YouTube.
It's just like diving with Greg. You're lost.
Yeah, that's you son of a bitch. Facebook Live, Twitch. I mean, CJ is providing a good commentary and visual. I don't know. Commentary.
I'm just kind of
went along. So okay, she rated you as a good dive buddy. CJ, how do you rate Kristen, Mermaid Kristen?
Oh, she was excellent.
Better than
on point. She was perfect. Yeah, great navigation skills.
Yeah,
she was computer.
My compass. I'm like, how we need to go. And I'm like,
she looked all trimmed out. She looked like a freaking dive master.
Look at that.
And by the way, my transmitter was perfect.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have a discussion about this. Okay, so
it wasn't going wappada wappada wappada.
Well, it should have. It sure looked like it was gonna. I mean, here's the deal. So, Kristen, when she was here last week, she dove with the new Next Dive regulator system, and she had a new Tarek with the Swift wireless transmitter. Now, generally, over the years, I've had this thing for a while, and I've seen people use them, and you put your transmitter into your first stage of your regulator. You screw it right into one of the high-pressure ports, and that's generally what you do. And that's what transmits your air pressure to your computer, to your Tarek, Shearwater Tarek dive computer. And so Kristen sent me a picture of her reg setup because she just grabbed the Next Dive regulator. She needed to, put a pressure gauge on it and, tweak it up to make sure it was going to work well with her BC and all that kind of stuff. So she took a picture of it, sent it to me. And I looked at it, and she had the transmitter on a short rubber hose as opposed to screwed in directly to the first stage of the regulator. And I said, hey, I didn't catch it at first, but then I looked at it a little bit later. And I'm like, what did they do? And so I called her. I said, hey, what's up with the transmitter on the short, 6-inch hose? I mean, that's going to whap it behind your head.
Well, Greg,
yes.
Greg, there is a rule of thumb. I think you're probably aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old rule of thumb. It's up your nose for the rubber hose.
Well, there's that. And but she said, no, you took it into the local dive store, and they suggested you get this short hose for your transmitter as opposed to screwing in directly into the first stage because...
and you want to know what I said to you? What did I say?
Hold on. We'll get to that in a second. but the controversy is that, they do this because, people on a dive boat, the helpers, the dive masters on a boat, they may grab your gear or move it around for you, and they may grab the transmitter and break it, or if it falls over and it's screwed into the first stage, it might break the transmitter. Right, and I don't doubt that could happen. But this was one workaround. But also now the con to this is that now you've created more failure points with another hose, and you got this 6-inch hose with a transmitter on the end of it wobbling around behind you and whacking you in the head. Now, if you're used to that kind of thing or you're into that kind of thing, I mean, I don't know, but we're gonna find out what the real. Controversy of transmitter mounting is next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ula. You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Does diving in the Florida Keys for free sound too good to be true? It's not. Dive to make a difference and clean our seas in the second annual Trash Derby Dives, May 2nd through 5th. Sponsored by iCare and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. Win big prizes for bringing up the most trash. Free spots with dive operators from Key Largo to Key West are available now. Get details and sign up at iCareTrashDerby.com. Brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Neil Watson, the dive god.
And I'm Peter Hughes.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
We've been around the block a time or two with the diving industry.
But I've never heard something as nutty as this.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
God's friggin' gift to humanity.
Now here's a guy I've been putting up with for over 20 years.
Greg the Dive Master.
You can tell the master I'm done for the day.
Now beat it, loser.
And by the way, Greg, it's Peter Hughes.
Whoa.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm not going to touch it. Just going to move on. We got a lot going on today. I mean, I'm getting ready to leave for the Galapagos. The Aqua Gypsy Brittany is with us, as well as Vinny Two Tanks. They're going to the Galapagos, too. You're going to hear all about it next week on the big show. But we have a bit of a controversy on Scuba Radio today because... Kristen, Mermaid Kristen, and CJ went diving Blue Heron Bridge in West Palm Beach this morning. We're going to get a full rundown of how the dive and some of the other critters they saw here in just a bit. But when they were setting up their gear, Kristen's gear, she sent me a picture of her transmitter that she was using, the Swift transmitter that she uses with her Shearwater Tarek. And she went into a dive shop, and they suggested putting a 6-inch hose between her first stage and the transmitter, as opposed to screwing the transmitter directly into a high pressure port of the first stage, because if someone grabs it or it falls over, it would have more chance to break. I get it. I get the theory behind this, right? However, I also pointed out to her when I saw it, I was like, hey, I don't know if that's such a great move, because that thing's gonna whack you in the head, whap it a, as CJ would say. And potentially create more failure points, get mangled up in your hair. I mean, she got, Mermaid Kristen has that long mermaid hair thing going on and
have
stuff.
Have you seen me dive? When do I let my hair just free flow while I dive? I have my hair in a nice, tight little bun.
Well, that was, well, in your defense, I mentioned that to CJ when I saw the picture. I said, well, that probably won't be that big a deal because she usually has it up in a ponytail or something, as
Lady Divers. Probably my fault. initially about the hose, because I shouldn't have went to the dive shop with her and burst through the doors. And I said, I'm here for the hose.
Okay, there's that.
I said, I'm here for the hose.
They took it
the wrong way, and they're like, oh,
so
is there a wrong way to take that, though? I don't know.
Can I explain? I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
So, you know, you guys all know I'm here with my mom and dad.
Right.
My dad's a diver. I got my whole family into diving. So my dad and I went to the dive shop so that we could set my rig up. And he and I are talking. And as he's talking, my dad also has an air integrated dive computer.
Yeah.
So he was talking to the person setting my rig up for me, saying, like, you know, that is one thing I've always kind of been concerned about in regards to his own regulator and his own first stage is, the person grabs the gear, and then they go to lift it up because, you know, you can grab it by the valve most of the time. You grab it by the valve most of the time, and then a lot of people might miss that. If you're rushing, they might mistake it.
Yeah,
the transfer for the valve.
I totally get that.
My dad is actually the one who kind of was like, hey, you know, I don't think that this is a bad idea. And I do understand it creates more fail points. But at the same time, I have my backup pressure gauge just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if a fail point happens between those, then it's fine. Because at least, you know, I'm not going to risk someone breaking my transmitter off and costing me $600 to get a new transmitter, let alone try to get the piece out of the high pressure port.
Right.
And then...
And once again, that is the argument for it. I totally get that.
Field tested. So what was your?
I field tested it. It did not smack me in the back of the head. It just stayed and did its own thing.
Yeah, it just kind of floated out there amongst your head and stayed out of the way. Did you see it? Watch her as her dive bunner and see it behind her, just kind of wobbling around.
Oh, I forgot all about it. I didn't even see it. It must have just blended in with the hair.
Yeah,
My hair.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
she was wearing like a do rag.
It has been true.
Yeah. Look. I don't doubt that it works fine. I'm not debating that. But I will tell you, if you look this up online, it is quite a controversy. There's people that are for it, and there are people against it.
Depends. Like with my bald head, it might just smack the crap out of me.
Well, yeah.
It might not work for me that way.
And that would probably be a useful.
But you know what you could do? You could zip tie it down so it doesn't be
Tie it to like your octo hose.
I would suggest that at the bare minimum. Yeah.
But why don't you dive with it first and then you can have a suggestion?
Well, no, because I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I mean, here's my, this is how I look at everything with my gear. And we'll bring the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad into this conversation as well. But when I look at setting up my gear, I'm looking for ways to set up my reg and my hoses as streamlined as possible. So the less hose access I have, the better. As long as I can get everything done to how I want it to get, you know, where it needs to be, whether it's the inflator hose or the octo or whatever. I don't want any more hose or excess drag than necessary. So my feeling is you screw it right into the first stage, because then you have less failure points, and you don't let people grab your stuff either. I mean, if it breaks, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I see that point, but it seems a little overkill. But go ahead, Kristen. What do you want to say?
So in regards to not letting people grab your stuff, I understand that, but think about me when I was doing like CG dives and things like that, when I was not still allowed to lift up my own gear.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the dive masters had to grab my tank and bring it down to the swim platform for me and like, you know, help me get in the water.
Yeah.
So like they're grabbing my gear. But yeah. I will also say that, we might or may not have, exaggerated the truth a little bit, and I did zip tie my transmitter to my hose so that it wasn't messing around.
Right. Well, you know, and I get
so
it.
I created the streamlineness, because I agree with you with that. I don't like seeing people streamline or like not streamline.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you just be okay with like having all your just hanging down below you? So yes. I did end up.
Yeah.
I did end up tying it just to be safe. And it worked out perfectly and worked out great. We were just going to try and play it off like, oh, no, Greg, it was great. It was great.
Yes, you know? Yes. Well, you don't want anybody. Yeah, it's impossible.
Well that way.
It is impossible almost, you know, if you're out on a dive charter to not have, you know, the dive people touch your stuff.
Yeah.
And, I can understand most people don't want people, you know, people you don't know touching your stuff. That makes things awkward. And
like CJ and his drums.
And Jerry's laughing hysterically to himself right now, and that's not what I was saying. I'm talking about dive gear, you son of a... Yeah.
Yes,
like massages in Fiji.
Okay, all right. We'll go around the horn and ask the other crew members what they think about this little issue next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And keep your hands on my stuff.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba Diver Man.
Scuba Diver Man.
Scuba Diver Man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, standing by on the dump button because we have a full crew connected via the web today. Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, Vinny Two Tanks, Mermaid Chris, and CJ. They're at Blue Heron Bridge. There in West Palm Beach. They just did some diving there under the bridge. World-renowned site, by the way. And sounds like they had a pretty cool dive. Saw a spotted eagle ray, eels, God knows what else. But we were talking about this transmitter, this wireless transmitter for her Shearwater Tarek that she mounted onto her next dive reg setup. Which, by the way, Kristen, how did the reg work for you? Did you like that? Did it breathe easy? Do exactly what it was supposed to do in that regard.
Oh my God! Greg.
I'll tell you what she said. She goes, "Moo."
She said
so
what?
Smooth.
Moo.
She said smooth.
Shmoo.
Smooth.
Smooth. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Get the crap out of your ear.
All right, right. Well, but you just stick it in your mouth and suck it, and it works, right? Perfectly, I would assume. Yes,
it was great. Honestly, it was really good. So, like, you know, I've used quite a few different regulators before, and I've even used like the other like top of the line regs before. But this, honestly, it was super nice. It was super smooth. It was really easy to use. I had no issues with it.
Good.
I have to just buy myself a different mouthpiece. I won't chew through. But other than that,
oh, you chewed through
great.
The mouthpiece? Really?
No, not yet. But I will. If
oh,
I'm diving with it.
Okay.
That kind of mouthpiece, I will.
All right. Well, I don't know what to think of that. That sounds like a personal problem.
Teething ring.
But you know, the wireless transmitter, whether you use a 6-inch hose to, you know, maybe create, you know, a little safety zone for your transmitter so it doesn't break off into the first stage. I totally get it. But like I said, you look this up online. It's almost as controversial as split fins. You know, you go
I
like,
had no idea. I had no idea that he said anything.
Yeah, but there's people that love split fins, and there's people that think they're the devil's water power or something. I don't know. They just think they're a hose and that kind of thing, and pun intended, of course. But you know, using an extra 6-inch hose to mount your transmitter on your first stage, I mean, you know, to each his own, whatever you're most comfortable with. Once again, I kind of fall in the category, less is more. More streamlined, just mount it in there, and hopefully you don't, you know, trash it, and you don't knock it over, break it.
I want to streamline.
Well, I'm okay. I'm just saying, you would even be more if you didn't have an extra hose, you know. But you're the fan of the short hose. I get it. And
that's why she's hanging out with CJ.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Jared the diver guy with the hit.
I'm going to miss you, Jerry.
I got that one.
Even Vinny thought it was funny. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, how about this, Brittany? You've heard this conversation. You're a dive instructor yourself. What do you think? You have a thought on this one way or another? Or have you ever heard of that short hose issue for a transmitter yourself or no?
I have heard of that, but let me tell you something, Greg. There's a lot of things that I could think of to do with a 6-inch hose, but it's not to put it on my transmitter.
Okay. Okay. Fingers are on the dump button just in case. I have a feeling this could go down.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, the zip tie sounds good because I would be worried about an entanglement hazard more so than it knocking around.
Well, and
so,
you know,
when you go into wrecks, when you go into caves,
or you have mermaid hair like Kristen does, even though she ties it up and, you know, like goes streamline. You know, you don't want to tie up your hair every time.
I figured, you know, I would give it a try.
Not an issue.
If it's not, I would give it a try. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work, and I can just switch it. You know,
no, I'm not saying it wouldn't work. It'll work fine.
To each their own, though. You know, I mean,
Greg.
Yes,
far be it for anyone else.
What?
It's a scientific process. You test, analyze the data, and adjust.
Right.
Well, I agree with Brittany. I think that she makes a valid point with the entanglement stuff.
Okay.
And the situation with that, but I just wanted to try it.
All right. Well, that's fine. As of right now, Kristen prefers the short hose. Brittany prefers a longer, or I mean, no hose.
I
have a totally different strategy.
Okay, tell us, Vinny Two Tanks. What are you thinking a theory like this on this?
Okay, you know, years ago before they had gauges, you know, before they had the
caveman days.
The wireless gauges.
Yeah.
You know you had the console and it was kind of bulky and you had a compass and they were kind of bulky and I always didn't dig that. So what I did is I got a 20-inch cable.
Yeah.
And it just goes right to my high pressure, you know, and then I've got this little mini gauge.
Right.
So it doesn't take up, you know, it's real light, doesn't take up much room.
Yeah. You got one of those thin little streamlined fiber hoses.
Yeah. This is a carbon fiber.
Yeah.
With a small
air pressure
gauge with angled.
Yeah.
And I put that there and it goes on my
first stage
BC.
Yeah.
I attached to my BC hose and I pick it up. I can look at it.
Uh-huh.
Small, less drag.
Yep.
So if you're worried about the transmitter breaking, I'd leave it where it is. I just get anyway, transmitters. A lot of times
I have a little pressure gauge.
Yeah, she had a backup.
Good. So that's perfect.
Yeah, you should have a backup
to them
regardless.
Since you've got two gauges at the transmitter. See, transmitters can break for all kinds of reasons because they're electronic.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, you know, Tom's son bought a transmitter.
Yeah.
It worked great. You know, stored it properly. And then 3 or 4 years later, he went to use it. He never thought of checking the battery. He got to his destination and the battery died.
No!
So he had to rent a gauge and put a gauge on. So that's why I would say.
Yes. Well, I did tell Kristen this. I gave her, I mansplained, according to a text I got back for her.
Yeah, you did. You should know what else heard the voicemail that I received. But it was, oh, I don't know why you did that little wacky little hose. And I texted you back and I said,
did I say wacky?
Mansplaining.
Did I say, I said wacky?
She said manscaping.
No. Ew, okay. So besides the wireless, I'd have this if I was
as a backup. Wireless, and I did. I recommended that. Yes, and she did have that. Truck. Yeah, we'll try. Casey, the tobacco nut. I know this is a big mistake, but I'll see if you can do this. what are your thoughts on having a transmitter, short hose or no hose? You like hose, I'm assuming.
He's perfectly fine.
You're channeling Vinny Two Tanks by not having his mic on. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
So turn your mic on there, Casey, and then tell us what your
transmitters need direct information. So the shortest, quickest way you can get the information is attached to the first stage where they were designed to be mounted. When you put all those hoses in between it, it's not going to be as accurate.
You know, this
fast.
Is weird. I will tell you. I agree. Out of all the group
okay,
of,
guys, I get
of,
it.
I well, hold on. We're going to pile on. You know, we have. I can't believe Vinny Two Tanks and Casey the Tobacco Nut are falling into the no hose category. That's really odd. Didn't expect it. Jerry the Diver Guy, how are you? Are you into no hose or
no hose?
No, I'm saying
they have to try it first.
All right, wait. I don't want Vinny to explain. Vinny, please don't explain because we're asking for trouble. But it is ironic, I find, that we have Vinny, Casey, and Jerry in the no hose category,
and
Brittany. Everybody, no one's a fan of hose.
If you're dealing with a bumbling crew,
a bumbling crew. True, that is so true. I don't know. There's a real weird wordplay going on here right now that is creating concern and making me a little antsy with the dump button. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea. I think it's because we all came from the sea. And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, we are going back from whence we came.
This people, my people, sea people, come back to the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, to hose or not to hose? I don't know. So far, it looks like Kristen.
Please kill me now.
Oh, yeah. You might as well kill her. Because, see, everybody's like disagreeing with the short hose technique for your transmitter. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. You've been listening in. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I'm on the fence, Greg. Okay. Yeah. So when it's attached to your first stage or if it's on your octopus, it's fixed point right behind your head, right?
Well, yeah, it's not. Well, it's attached to the first stage, yes.
Yeah, and then it communicates with
your computer, your wrist mount computer.
So when your computer gets between your head gets between the computer and that receiver, you're kind of getting like Bluetooth radiation right through your
brain. Not at all. Hey, they solved that a long time ago. That doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm definitely a no hose guy.
No hose. Everybody's no hose, it sounds like, except CJ and Kristen. CJ's kind of on the fence because he's right there with Kristen. And if she disagrees, if he disagrees with Kristen, she'll smack him.
It's that I'm just trying it out. But no, what Brittany, one of the things Brittany just said to me over the break, with the transmitter and the going between your head kind of thing, like make sure you have your transmitter on the same side you wear your computer.
Right.
I don't know if you want to explain it more, Brittany, because I would not be able to explain it as well as you could. But it made a lot of sense with what she had said. So.
Right. Well, yeah. There's a theory that you want to have your transmitter on the same side that you have your computer. Like if you have your wrist mount computer, your receiver on your right arm, you would have it poking out the right. So it's so you have more, you know, line of sight.
I never had anyone say that to me until just now.
Here's the thing. The latest technology, like these new Shearwaters, I think the signals are pretty good. They don't have that problem as much as they used to. You know, a few years ago, where you mounted your transmitter was pretty important because the signal could drop, you know, if there was any obstruction or you had it mounted on one side and your wrist computer's on the other side. And then, you know, you might get interference, that kind of thing. So, you know, they still recommend you try to have it as close to your wrist mount computer as possible. Yeah, you'd back me up on that, wouldn't you, Kristen? Brittany?
Right arm, have it poking out the right.
Yeah. Who's rambling right now? Who's playing someone's got their speaker up or something. Brittany, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, here's the...
Yeah, no.
No, wait, hold on. Someone's got their speaker on. What is going on? Is that you, CJ? I'm hearing myself back now. All right, I'm going to go to Kristen first. Kristen, are you with us? Kristen? Okay, all right.
No, it's not us that has it. We had two phones, and then we realized the echo.
Okay, all right.
It's not us.
It's not her. Brittany, what do you think? You back me up on that, though, right? What do you think?
No, 100%. But I'm a big fan of keeping my computer on the right side, the transmitter on the right side, so that when you lift your low-pressure inflator hose, you always have access to your computer to be able to look at it.
The way you think.
Wait a minute. You have it on the side that you're going to lift your inflator hose with, yes?
No, the opposite side.
Ah, okay.
Inflator hose on the left. So
right.
Then
wrist mount. That's what I was going to point out, but never mind. You got it.
Right.
Transmitter and computer.
I wear my dive computer. I wear all my watches.
Oh, Jesus.
Golly, they're talking all at once.
God, what if you're left-handed?
One at a time. Sorry. All right.
What if you don't have a hand?
wait, Kristen.
I wear every watch I own. I wear on my left.
Yes.
And then I put my transmitter on my right. And when Brittany had said that to me, I was like, "That's actually really smart. And that's it's honestly makes a lot of sense."
Cause right.
Not as an inflator hose or anything like that.
True.
That is an adjustment I will actually definitely have to make.
I'm actually going to get one of those bracelets. It says, "What would Brittany do?"
Okay. All right. Well, there, and that makes sense.
I'm serious. I'm not playing. That's a really good idea.
No, for real.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
maybe we could get her a bobblehead toy.
Why would we do this?
Bobblehead. What would Brittany do?
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Or could just be like positive. You wake up every morning and she's just like, "Yeah."
Well, just from just the way CJ's reacting, I think she's taking the hose off the regulator already, and just is constantly whacking him upside the head when he says something she doesn't agree with. So it's a training mechanism, like a dog toy. Instead of whacking him with a rolled up newspaper, you just take that transmitter on the rubber hose, whack it. So, yeah. All right. You know that's what's going on. All right. Kids will have their fun, and that's fine. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, there's not a right or wrong answer when it comes to this, necessarily.
I had zero problems with it today, honestly.
Well, I know.
Maybe a deeper dive might be a little bit different.
I just see the point. But when you came back at me and said I was mansplaining, now do you feel different and want to apologize to me?
No, you were mansplaining.
Well, you were trying to help.
I will not apologize because if everyone else could, I'll send everyone in our group chat a screenshot of the text of the voicemail and everyone will be like, he was mansplaining.
Right. So let's answer this question. Do you prefer a shorter hose? Or a longer hose.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Well, the other option was
that depends on the situation.
But listen, at the end of the day, I mean, same thing with the split fins or the non-split fins. Whatever works for you.
Right.
So same things with the black mask, clear mask, whatever. Whatever works for you and makes you feel comfortable, go with that.
Yeah. I mean, if Kristen prefers the short hose, I totally support her.
That'd be funny.
About what?
No, it worked well for me for my dive today. It worked well for me for having, like, trying out. I had not only, I didn't just have the regulator as my new gear. I had the computer. I also had my dive. My mask was new as well.
Yeah.
So everything that I had new today, everything worked great.
Perfect.
I think it turned out phenomenal.
That's a successful dive right there. And so you saw spotted eagle rays, some eels. Was it mostly macro stuff that you saw under Blue Heron Bridge?
Barracuda.
Well,
I don't know, CJ. Do we have photographic evidence of what we saw?
Do you?
No, I owe her an apology. I was supposed to get the GoPro and
from a certain someone who hosts a certain radio show.
Right. Someone stole it, Jerry.
What?
Not me.
So I wasn't able to bring the.
So we were able to actually just enjoy our dives, not worry about trying to get any photos. But
that's okay. It's all up here. It's all up here.
Yeah, no, I know. It's great. I love doing that. You guys know that when we dive, I leave the GoPro video filming everything up to Greg and CJ.
And I do phenomenally well at it. Don't I?
Oh, but that's okay. Yeah, you had new gear.
Adequate.
Yeah, you got new gear. Exactly. You didn't want to task load yourself with that.
Film anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I was just trying to sit there and film.
Yeah, I was dealing with a 3D buoy.
You could have mounted the GoPro on another hose.
No, well, you didn't have it. Jerry had stole it. Oh, Jerry stole my GoPro.
Great idea. Great idea.
Well, you know, hey, look, that's fine. I mean, you know, you made memories, not necessarily videos on this one. And it was just a good excuse to get wet, get back in the water. You know, Brittany, Vinny, and myself are all heading over to the Galapagos. We got to talk a little bit more about that. Are you all packed up, Vinny?
Yeah,
ready to go? I am too. Brittany is not. She is not packed at all. We're going to explain why in hour two. Also, check this out. Cock Johnson will appreciate this, but Megan Heaney Greer is going to join us. You heard me, right? Megan Heaney Greer is going to join us in hour two because she's going to the Turks and Caicos with us in August. Jerry the Diver Guy, Kristen's on that one too, and Megan and even Chef Anton, the scuba magician. So we got to talk about that and much, much more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on scuba radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.